Wash Post slaps Adam Schiff with four Pinocchios for flat-out false claim. By Joshua Kaplan on October 4, 2019. The Washington Post's fact-checker column hit House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, with four Pinocchios Friday for falsely claiming that his panel had not spoken directly with the partisan CIA officer behind a so-called whistleblower complaint about President Donald Trump. According to the New York Times, the officer, who is reportedly a registered Democrat, initially directed a colleague to discuss his claims with the CIA's top lawyer. Shortly after, the deep stater contacted the House Intelligence Committee aide to discuss the Trump-Zelensky call in which the world leaders discussed U.S. military aid and the business dealings of Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President and 2020 White House candidate Joe Biden. The panel staffer shared several of the officer's claims, which are based on second-hand information, with Schiff, but did not reveal his identity. However, appearing September 17 on MSNBC, Schiff told contributor Sam Stein, "We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to," Schiff told Stein when asked if he was in touch with the officer. "But I am sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence just how he is supposed to communicate with Congress, and so the risk to the whistleblower is retaliation." Contrary to Schiff's claims, the Post's Glenn Kessler branded the California Democrat's answer as flat-out false. He now says he was answering the wrong question. But if that was the case, he should have quickly corrected the record. He compounded his falsehood by telling reporters a few days later that if not for the Intelligence Community Inspector General's office, the committee would not have known about the complaint. That again suggested there had been no prior communication, wrote Kessler. The explanation that Schiff was not sure it was the same whistleblower especially strains credulity, the fact-checker went on. Schiff earns four Pinocchios. In a statement earlier this week, a spokesperson for the House Intelligence Panel conceded the lawmakers should have been more carefully phrased in his response to the MSNBC contributor. Kessler regularly grades statements by lawmakers, which in his column, range from one to four Pinocchios, with one Pinocchio counting as a minor offense to four being a certifiable falsehood.